Hello.
Hey, Wayne. Sorry I got kicked out of there.
Were we saying the wrong things on there?
No. We think of time limit and things like that, but I didn't want you to feel like I hung up on you, partner.
No problem.
Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure talking with you, sir.
Same to you.
You and your family for your service and everything, and I'm glad that we got to get a hold of one another so we can help you in the right way here, okay?
Yeah, I've been getting calls here and there. I've just been a little reserved, and, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm 30 feet in the air when I get some of these calls, you know, so I do my quick scan, you know, and check the, you know, the scam issue, you know, because I have a list of phone numbers in my head that come up all the time. So I go in and I do the scam block and all that daily, you know, and I mean, I'm getting 35 scam calls a month lately.
Oh my God!
T-Mobile just kicks off, you know, and it shoots the name right at my caller ID. So, you know, if you're in California and your name pops up, you're a scammer, according to my phone, you know. And it comes up scam likely and all that, and, you know, just one of them quirky things.
Well, hey, it's saving you, you know. So.
Yeah, no, it's saving me. I'm just trying to teach my wife this because she has nothing but problems.
Okay.
She keeps getting hacked into these prepaid phones because she was taught to have two phones. You know, so she's got my other T-Mobile phone, you know, because if I need information that's sitting at the house, you know, that's part of the business. So I pay for that phone, you know, through the business. But then she's got her own personal for her friends, and it keeps getting hacked into. And we have a feeling there's someone in our building hacking. But we had the same problem where we used to live, so just not as bad. So got to be careful nowadays, you know, especially with foster kids and everything, and stayed on our ass all the time. So, you know,
well,
three different state agencies involved, so, you know. Just one of them things. You know.
Wayne, it's a crazy world out there, but that's no different than when we were younger either or anything like that, you know, and better believe it'll still be the same after we're gone.
The same way as when I was growing up, you know, treat everyone with respect and do your job and be kind to everyone, you know, just how I was brought up, the old school way.
You know? I love it.
I mean, I still write out my own bills.
Wow.
That's how old school I am.
I that threw me back right there.
Hey, man, you sign a contract, you know, every job has a signature on it because the insurance companies won't pay off.
Wow.
It's like snow stakes. You don't put up snow stakes, my insurance isn't going to pay off. Those are the rules. You know, so. Try to keep things professional, but, you know, you can joke around in between all of that, and, you know, that's why people like me, you know.
I know I like you already, though, Wayne.
You sound like a hot shit, too, you know. Hey, if you can sit there and laugh to somebody else in the businesses out there, you know, you're having a good day.
Yes, sir. My good day is helping. I truly mean that, you know, so I feel like...
Hey, I like helping, you know. I took this old house and, you know, I scraped it, sanded it, caulked it, primed it, painted it, and, I mean, I'm almost done. I'm almost ready to get a paycheck, you know.
Yes, sir.
So...
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I got one more window left, and I think I got enough paint, so I think I'll paint that up, clean it up, hit the paint store, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it, okay? We'll talk to you
then.
All right,
you have a good day now.
You too. Bye-bye, sir.